Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of June 2019. Gujarat court has sentenced sacked IPS officer Sanjeev Bhatt to life imprisonment in a 30-year-old custodial death case. The sentence by the Gujarat court comes a week after the Supreme Court refused to consider a plea by Mr. Bhatt to examine 11 additional witnesses, stating that a similar plea had been rejected on the 24th of May. Karnataka High Court has confirmed an order of the local police directing a son to vacate the house of his parents after it was proved that he along with his wife were troubling them to the extent of physically assaulting the father instead of taking care of him. The parents due to the ill treatment had been forced to leave the house. Madras High Court has observed that writ petition is maintainable against any private body even if it is a public duty imposed on it. The public monopoly power is replaced by private monopoly power. Hence it becomes important that the private body should be made accountable to judiciary within the judicial review. Gujarat High Court has asked the state government to place before it details of the center's funding for the state's healthcare sector and the state's budgetary allocation. Madras High Court has recommended that the South Indian Film Artists Association, popularly known as the Nadigar Sangam, could select an alternative venue for its elections because the city police were of the view that the Dr. M.G.R. Janaki College of Arts and Science in Rajarannamalaipuram may not be a conducive place for the actors to congregate in large numbers. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government to submit a comprehensive report on the facilities provided to the prisoners in jails across the state based on last year's Supreme Court directives. The court directed the government advocate to provide details on the availability of washrooms, facilities extended to women prisoners with children, quality of food and visitation facilities. The status report should also include details on the medical facilities available at prisons. Telangana High Court has rejected the petitions filed separately by Balalai Hakulasingam, represented by its president Pia Chuda Rao, and Rapolu Bhaskar, advocate, seeking judicial inquiry into the alleged irregularities that took place in intermediate results and for payment of 50 lakh rupee compensation to families of the students who have committed suicide and to take action against the erring officials responsible for the fiasco. Kerala High Court has directed the Kottayam District Police Chief to conduct an investigation into the alleged attempt to assault the Kottayam Municipal Secretary following the removal of unauthorized flex boards related to the MG University Arts Festival. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT Pune, has held that the tax rates applicable to individuals are also applicable to DTs under the Income Tax Act, 1961. The tribunal noted that the trust has been created in the year 1968 and as per the trust deed, the entire income is to be used for the upkeep of DT. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT Bangalore, has granted relief to the e-com giants Flipkart India by deleting the additions made by the Income Tax Department. The tribunal concluded that revenue's action in disregarding the book results cannot be sustained in the further conclusion that the action of the revenue in presuming that the assessee had incurred expenditure for creating intangible assets brand or goodwill is without any basis. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT Pune, has noted that the revisional jurisdiction under Section 263 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be invoked by the commissioner if the assessment in question is already held as bad in law. Supreme Court has sought response from the state government on a plea challenging an order of the Bombay High Court rejecting a petition against 16% quota for Marathas in admission to PG medical and dental courses. The court said it will hear on the 24th of June the plea challenging state government's decision to grant Maratha reservation for admissions in PG medical courses. Madras High Court has noted that centre has implied power to grant relaxation under Citizenship Act, 1955 to asylum seekers. The court is while recognizing that asylum seekers are not always illegal migrants has recognized the right of asylum seekers to apply for Indian citizenship. Madras High Court has observed while ordering police protection to a couple noted that intercaste marriages are good for the society in cleaning up the caste system. It held that these are days where the younger generation is slowly moving out of the ill effects of caste system and that is the reason for a lot of intercaste marriages are taking place in the society. Delhi High Court has questioned the Delhi police for the alleged assault on a tempo driver and his minor son in northwest Delhi's Mukherjee Nagar while observing that it was evidence of police brutality and how uniformed force ought not to act. Madras High Court has held that the practice of treating petitions under Section 311 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 in a casual manner and recalling witnesses repeatedly for cross-examination should be stopped. The court noted that where lower courts due to the High Court's directions were dealing with recall petitions in stricter manner, a casual approach adopted by the latter in dealing with such petitions would contribute to the pendency of cases. Madras High Court has ordered the concerned authorities to take possession of Malachi, a female elephant aged about 34 years, which was being used illegally for begging and marriage parades. The court observed that the Department of Forests may either keep the elephant in a camp or transport her to a zoo, in accordance with law. Delhi High Court has expressed disappointment at the manner in which Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, was passing cryptic orders to dispose of applications in a display of total non-application of mind. Stopping short of ordering audio-video recording of court proceedings of CAT, the court has ordered the centre to take remedial steps to fix the extraordinary situation prevailing in the tribunal. Gujarat High Court has asked for a reply from the Institute of Infrastructure, Technology, Research, and Management, IITRAM, and the state government, after a public interest litigation, PIL. Questioning the validity of the Institute's 2019-2020 M.Tech admission process, the court has issued notices to the Institute and the state government directing them to file their replies in the matter by the 26th of June. Supreme Court has suggested to sex shop owners whose establishments fell on Varanasi's proposed Kashi Vishwanath Corridor, an ambitious project of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and were to be demolished, to engage with the Uttar Pradesh government for sufficient compensation. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has imposed a penalty of 50,000 rupees on Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, after a person aggrieved by a SEBI order convinced SAT that the market regulator was in the wrong. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has upheld addition of long-term capital gains tax against the Royce for realizing share sale consideration in the guise of loan. The tribunal has observed in an order that in a series of transactions, whereby SSEs, Royce, had sold NETV shares to their own holding company, at a substantially low price and further those shares were pledged to Viswapradhan Commercial Private Limited to raise a huge interest-free loan of over 400 crore rupees. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has asked for details of agreements between smartphone makers and Google or its group companies as the anti-trust regulator deepens its probe into allegations of misuse of market share by the Android operating system. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has observed that the exemption under Section 54F of the Income Tax Act, 1961, Act, is allowable merely on the basis of the agreement without the payment evidence of the purchase of new flat. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata has noted that notional rent cannot be applied to determine house property income towards an old uninhabitable house which is not capable to let out. European Union High Court has ruled against German sports apparel giant Adidas' plea that its famous three stripes applied in any direction and deserve trademark protection. The court held that the company could not prove that the stripes had a distinctive enough character throughout the 28-nation bloc. Bengaluru Court has granted an interim order of injunction against Google India, directing it to refrain from diverting the traffic of the official site of crowdfunding platform MillerUp. MillerUp had approached the Bengaluru court alleging that traffic to its site was being diverted to another site, www.impactguru.com. Australian High Court has held that the claim of a sperm donor that he is the legal parent of the child born by artificial insemination is correct. The court observed that the man provided his semen to facilitate the artificial conception of his daughter on the express or implied understanding that he would be the child's parent.